It's episode 4. We're doing the Real Housewives of New York City. There's a new host in town, and I saw some of the worst outfits I've ever seen. It's all starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Big reputation, big reputation. Ooh, you and me, we got big reputations. And you heard about.
Yes, it's Thursday. It's Thursday, and it's the Real Housewives of New York City after show for AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Leon Castillo. I know you're wondering, who's this guy? Or maybe you're like, oh, it's Leon, he's jumping onto this panel. Let's just say it's been a long opening act, and finally, the main event is here. I'm just kidding. As always, I can't do this without my panel.
Hey, panelists. What's up? It's Ronnie. How are you, Leon? Am I correct when I say that your piece of paper has your name on it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
The letterhead is your own name.
It's called stationery.
And there, I know what it is. And there's your address. Oh my God, you're so...
Okay, he's a stalker, officially.
He is like a brand. Leon is like a brand, is what's happening. Anyways, I'm Ronnie, and yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, hey guys, Chelsea Stark-Jones. I'm so excited that we're all finally together.
We're here, we're reunited. I've joined the panel.
Where have you been?
I have been out doing things, making it happen. He is. I'm starting to fill him out. It's going to be an interesting show. Let me just say that. New York City is my favorite franchise, so I'm really excited to be here. We're going to jump right in.
You're like the fourth person that said that who watches all the shows. That's why it's really funny.
Oh, New York is my absolute favorite.
I keep, like, people that do other franchises. What you do, Atlanta.
I do Atlanta. I do Orange County.
Like when we're in our back area here before we get in the studio, so many people will be like talking and they all have their respective ones. But then everyone always comes around to like, oh, New York. New York is my favorite. And it makes me ask the question why New York is so good. And I think I have an answer. Anyone want to hear it?
Yeah.
You're okay. Going to tell us anyway.
Yeah. No, I could cut it off. No problem. This is what I think it is. I think we were noticing on a couple other franchises that they have their bigger players. And then the newer seasons, they'll bring in the younger people to sort of disrupt things. I love the value of this franchise and the fact that they all are older women. And what I'm saying is not knocking the older women part, but imagine if Bethany, as bomb as she is, if they brought in some young 28-year-old, you know, who had all the flashy stuff, like it would be a challenge that you wouldn't want to see. You want to keep the integrity of the richness of the show.
I think what he's trying to say is that these are the OGs.
It's very consistent.
They're the OGs.
Very consistent cast.
Yeah. And,
but the only cast that doesn't go young, though.
This cast always brings it, and we're going to jump right in. It's a continuation of the very last episode. Uh-huh. Dorinda and Sonia going at it. A boozy brunch, as you call it. And Luann cues it up by just saying, oh, you've been through a lot. And it kicks off this entire Don't You Dare. I think I heard it about 4 times. Don't You Dare.
Don't You Dare.
Don't You Dare.
But, yeah, Dorinda brought it up. Like, so I, like, at first in the last episode, I was like, okay, like, yeah, you shouldn't compare it. But she was the one that brought up her husband's death. And Sonya didn't mention it until Dorinda brought it up.
Well, montage like shows you later, because Bravo always reminds you with the montage. Mm-hmm. They will let you know, just in case you forgot. Dorinda brings them up a lot. But the one thing that stuck out in that entire argument was, you were messing around with someone in the south of France. Oh, yeah. The tea is out.
Frolicking, yeah.
What do you guys think about that? It's just shade.
It was shade. I mean, I want to know if there's any truth to it. Sonya obviously acts as if it's completely false. But, it kind of... her husband was significantly older than she is and stuff.
I mean, who hasn't had an affair in the south of France?
It's hard not to, right?
We've all been to Paris.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's probably true. I mean, you don't want to say that. You don't want to imply something like that to Sonya, but... I mean, it's an accusation that goes with her flighty character and her jet-setting. All of it matches, so it's either a low blow that doesn't deserve to be there because it's a lie, or it's a low blow that hurts. Either way, it's a bit of a jugular while Sonya's dealing with what she's dealing with.
Well, and also to Sonya's defense, it was like the only person that could say that it wasn't true was Ramona, and she didn't say anything at all. So, like, that kind of also lends to maybe it is true. If Ramona's not denying it. Like...
Well, we'll definitely get into Ramona and Sonya's history later. I have a whole thing on it, and I feel like there's a reason for everything, especially with this new equation that's been coming out between Sonya and Ramona. But the one thing that I do have to say about it is Ramona and the fake tears. I'm like, dude, I can't. And Dorinda went off to the other room and she came back and circled back and was like, just to let you know.
Yeah, she wasn't dead.
She was not done.
But was she really that drunk? Like, was it really that boozy of a brunch?
Or was she just angry? She was just angry. She didn't seem totally... We've all seen Dorinda slurring.
Yeah, we've seen drunk Dorinda. We know when it's there. This just felt like angry Dorinda.
Exactly. Okay. It was just, they just wanted to get it out. And it wasn't making sense. Sonya never makes sense. I feel like she makes more sense when she's drunk.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like she matches both. She is the personality we all are when we're drunk. Like, she gets there.
Her,
like,
sober is us drunk?
Or? I'm something like that. I mean, it doesn't take drunk for her to get too off base to where she already is basically what I'm getting at.
Well, we want to know, tragedy or is it a choice? Whose team are you on? Which is going to lead into our first poll question. Who had the worst behavior tonight? Let us know in the chat. Steve is going to keep an eye on the chat. He's going to let us know. I see a lot of Dorinda or a lot of Sonya. So let us know in the chat. We always appreciate you guys in there giving us a lot of love. Give us a thumbs up and subscribe now while you're at it. Ramona has been labeled the apologizer, but this time she's taken it a little too far with the acting. You know, she's just like, all you have to do is apologize. All you have to do is apologize. And I'm like, are you listening to yourself? It doesn't sound real.
I kind of agreed with her. I don't know. When I get in fights with my boyfriend, I'm just like, all you have to do is say sorry and it's over.
Totally. But sometimes it's like, you know, you were just a jerk. Saying sorry is a quick little band-aid. Let me be mad for a minute.
Because then it becomes, and I kind of see the Ramona side a lot, but it does become dismissive because now the issue has been washed away with a sorry. It's different with you with the boyfriend, I guess, because you're like, it's the cutesy relationship aspect. You know?
No, it's not cute. I'm just like, say sorry now.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But, you know, Ramona and Sonya have this history going on, and I feel like Ramona's been dismissing Sonya's feelings for a while now, so it's all brewing. Yeah. It's all coming up, and we're going to get to that a little bit later, but right now we want to talk about Bethany and her Montauk Highway home.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's south of the boulevard.
It's still gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's big. It's... I would rent.
I'd buy if I had the money, whatever.
And the cool thing she said, too, was that there was a historic value to this property, whereas a lot of them don't have that historic charm. So when she was having that argument at the Halloween episode with Ramona, it's kind of like, oh, okay, you know, Ramona, of course, is going to speak to what she knows, which probably it isn't typically good to be off the boulevard. But having the history of it, I think, is an added value. So, I mean, not that Ramona needs to know that information, but it does change the game as to why Bethany said, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and yet here's other reasons why.
Mm-hmm. Well, even though there's like a historical sense to it and everything, there's just location snobs everywhere. We deal with it here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know, we're here in North Hollywood. Some people don't want to go over the hill for no reason. Even if it's to go on TV. So it's crazy that these locations...
That sounds limiting, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it, you know? All the Kardashians know what's up. They live in the valley. They know about big houses and land value. They're like, I'm not trying to live in Hollywood in the tiny little box.
Yeah,
So I think Bethany knows south of the boulevard might get you a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And obviously she got that because that house is gorgeous. And she could flip it for cheap and upsell it very well.
Gives her a lot of options. And I like that she had the moment with Carol and Tinsley.
Yeah, that was...
You know,
cool.
seeing the location, and, you know, we always talk about, or as this season's looking like, you know, oh, Carol, where does she sit with Bethany? But there was at least another bond that we got to see.
There was one scene of the trio getting along. One scene.
You don't think it'll last, I guess.
Yeah, it's not going to last. It was just one scene, and Dorinda called to update them. Yeah, I said, how dare you? She, like, repeated it again. I'm like, Dorinda, I can't with you. She's one of my favorites, but... just about that poll question, keep in mind, I want you guys to vote based on the entire episode because everyone had a little tantrum tonight. And we're going to go down the line.
Except Carol. Did Carol have one?
Carol didn't have a tantrum, but she had on the worst outfit I've ever seen in my entire life.
He is coming for the outfit.
Which we will get to. That is our second poll question. The worst outfit of the night. But before we get there.
At her party.
You know, we...
oh my gosh.
You know, Bethany is listening to the conversation that Dorinda is giving everybody. And, you know, she's telling everybody, you know, I was just tired of it. And she's just mean. And how dare you compare my husband's burial to your divorce? It's a choice. And then Bethany just steps back and goes, you know, I kind of am with Sonia on this one. Like, Dorinda does talk about Richard a lot.
Yeah.
And I think Sonia's just holding on to the lifestyle. But I don't know if I agree with that. I think she's holding on to the delusion because she's like, oh, yeah, my yacht just sailed. Like, girl, oh, no. That's like seasons ago.
I just think it's a lot deeper than... I kind of agree. Like, you can't compare two tragedies and two people's experiences.
Yeah, it's two totally different
things. Can't win with that. And it's just, like, they don't equate to one another. So I understand what Bethany's saying, where it's like, if you divorce somebody, like, maybe it wasn't Sonia's choice. Like... now she has to see her ex-husband go on and live another life without her. And, like, that's hard. And it's almost as if he is dead, in a sense, because you can't communicate with him anymore.
He doesn't want to communicate
with her. Yeah, exactly. So it's like he's still there, but, like, not. But, you know, he's, like, still living a life. I don't know if he's married now, what he's doing, but it's just... so it's hard. So I understand, like, Sonia's struggle, but you just... can't compare the two. And I don't even think she was trying to do that until Dorinda brought it up.
I was going to kind of agree with that too, how, like, I don't even know if Sonia was really, like, in the confrontational space. I wonder if, like, Dorinda was, because then when it comes, it does put you in a space, because it's like we're sharing information, and then Dorinda has the jugular, so then what you guys both try to do is, like, up the ante.
Yeah, and it's like, Dorinda does have the ultimate trump card with, like, yeah, I had to bury a husband. But it's like, just because you had that experience doesn't mean that was what isn't traumatic for Sonia and her experience.
And I'm not, like, saying that Sonia's correct, but I always get bummed out for her that she doesn't have the wording to like, get through that conversation, because she does the things that cause Dorinda to jump on her.
It's true, though. Like, it's really the wording. Like, girl, you can't articulate yourself.
She goes in
out
circles.
And, you know, Bethany just loved to insert herself, like, girl, you are not talking about Sonia. You're talking about yourself. You're like, it's worse, trust me, to have Jason Hoppy walk around this earth and me knowing that he's alive. I mean, that's really what she meant. That's why she's like, divorce is so much worse. I'd rather him dead.
I did catch that little, like, nugget there.
That was shade towards Jason Hoppy.
She was saying, like, it was almost like saying, like, well, I almost know what, like, the dead husband is like, but not, yeah, totally.
And Ramona's version of real estate is her telling everyone, I wish these ladies would just give me a chance. I'm smart. I use Airbnb. Like, girl, I know that's what you're doing. Using it for 2 weeks and under so you don't have to tax anybody. Just because you use Airbnb doesn't make you a whole businesswoman. She's been talking crap in her Bravo blog. She's saying, I was talking to Macy's buyers before Bethany even had tits.
Oh,
paraphrasing, but yeah, she used the word tits, and she did say something like that. You know, Ramona and Bethany have this little competition thing going on. Bethany is obviously successful, and she loves to show all of us. Bethany's,
yeah, which is another trump card, as we said. Yeah. You know, she could always.
But, you know, who knows if Ramona really had it going on back then? You never know.
We don't know. I'd like Ramona this season, though. I'm starting to come around to her. She's just like, she just seems so happy. And, like, whether that's, like, dealing with Bethany, like, she just seems happy. Like, I don't know. I like her.
She made a comment in one of the episodes, and I'm wondering if this is stuck with her. She said, oh, I'm glad somebody said something to Bethany because it's usually me. And I don't know if that was her, like, victimizing herself, but it is clearly in her consciousness that she feels, for better or worse, you know, she could be the one who stepped in mud. Mm-hmm. She feels that she's always doing it. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a consciousness about, like, she gives her, like, a pat on the back, like, I'm the one who stepped to Bethany.
Yeah, I love Ramona. She's absolutely batshit crazy, but I absolutely adore her. She is a perfect piece to the puzzle that we call The Real Housewives.
And very glad she's been on all seasons. Like, I can get with that.
She's never going to go away. The only thing that I can't stand about Ramona is the way that she treats hotel staff.
Yeah, she's not good with...
I mean, she can get world-renowned artists to move furniture for her, and she can get restaurant owners to bring wine and food from their own restaurant to Ramona. Only Ramona can do that.
And get away with treating them so badly.
Oh my God,
like, she's so bad to, like,
she's
the,
like,
hell.
Oh my God, where you put that couch, that's good. You have a good eye. And the guy's like, he's an artist.
She's horrible.
I said this before that, like, I don't mind her utilizing the advantage. And I think in certain situations, you know, it is nice for a man to, like, help a woman. That's a chivalrous move. You know, I get it. But when she goes to the confessional and she says, you know, like she exploits it, right? You know, that's where I'm like, Ramona, but don't, like, take advantage of it.
I'm going to harp on it and I'm going to use it to my full advantage. Yeah. I'm like, I can't with you, Ramona. I can't with this episode because the outfits were out of control. You guys, our second poll question, and we're going to reveal all of these at the very end. We want to know who had the worst outfit. Carol was voted worst outfit on Watch What Happens Live. She had on like poll. A neck tattoo bodysuit.
She
kind
of like, before when she was telling Tinsley what she was wearing, she was like, I don't know how it's going to go over. Like, she kind of had the idea, like, maybe this might not be the best thing. And she should have just stuck with it because it really was horrible.
And Tinsley didn't say
so
anything.
So you thought it was horrible.
Oh, I thought it was horrible.
And you hated it as well.
It was abysmal.
It's like, okay, when they were sitting at the table and it's just like her top half, it was kind of like, okay.
That's actually what I saw first.
But then just like the whole legs too. Ugh. It's like, why?
Like, you had to get into that.
Like, and you really thought you looked good. And Tinsley was a horrible friend because she saw her before they left and she didn't say, maybe.
If you say something, say something.
You shouldn't wear that. Like,
Bethany's reaction was all of us. All of us.
Biker gang.
The only thing that I didn't like, though, is like, Bethany, you should have looked in the mirror, too, because, girl, what were you wearing?
Her blouse wasn't that cute, either. Her hair looked like, great. Her makeup looked good. The blouse was, like, Liberian.
So what was the theme of the party? Like, why are they all jumping in these crazy lanes?
I have no idea. It's
like they maybe don't have a mirror.
Can I, and I'm gonna, just for the sake of it, too, and maybe because it was her party, I mean, there's lots of ugly things. It's still lent to Carol.
Really like it.
No, I didn't like it. That's okay. A whole different type of narrative. I just feel like it is her party. She could kind of, you know, it's my party. I could cry if I want to. I could dress how I want to. And then, like, it just also, like, added to Carol. Because Carol was always quiet, reserved. And, like, if it was her funky version of something, I could get with that.
I feel
and
like she's
really
worn
pretty.
Something like that before. Like, I feel like she's worn the faux tattoo thing before, maybe.
There's just some things that Carol is not good at.
And fashion is one of them. Also not like Luann's sweater.
Oh, no.
Everyone was horrible.
Everybody's outfit was awful.
I personally think Sonia was the best dressed of the
bunch. Sonia was wearing a deconstructed sweater that Shannon Bedore wore on her Ireland trip. And if you're a Real Housewives fan, you will get that reference and you will know exactly what I'm talking about.
I like the sequence
top. That green,
top,
sparkly
though.
Sweater. Oh, we can't. I can't.
But for that to be the best dressed, like, that says a lot, right?
I actually don't think she was the best
dressed. Was it Tinsley?
It was Tinsley. Even though that white, awful bow was absolutely hysterical.
That Tinsley. Was really bad. And I almost feel more challenged for somebody who does something that should look nice and butcher it versus, I'm not saying Carol's is good, but, like, you know, at least it's a chance and you went for a length. You went somewhere.
Yeah.
Tinsley's was, yes, it was an ugly version of something that should have looked beautiful.
Yeah, it should have looked chic.
Missed the mark.
It was just... Yeah. Too simple, too vanilla, too yogurt. And this table read.
Not the yogurt.
This table scene got a really, really intense. And we're going to go down the line and talk about every single little thing. Mm. And there's a lot of action in this table scene. But before we do that, we do want to talk to you about a new podcast that we want to recommend to you. If you want to have fun and live and learn in all aspects of your life, Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos. It drops every Friday on iTunes, from health and wellness to career, to relationships, finances, let Maria be the big sister you never had. It's a fantastic podcast. It drops every Friday. Go to iTunes, subscribe, let them know that the New York City Housewives panel sent you. Tell them, Ronnie told me to subscribe, and Chelsea told me to like it, and, you know, all
Dang,
that.
Dang, we're demanding New Yorkers.
Yeah, please be sure to rate it and comment and subscribe and let them know that you're enjoying it, and that we sent you Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition, every Friday, available on iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, look at you with your Vanna White. Come on, Leanne.
It's a really, really good podcast. I actually listened to it last week on my way to San Diego.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was really, her and Roxy were on. They were having a good old time.
They have great topics. Kevin Undergaro, who's also a creator here, he's been on it just recently. So, yeah, always good topical stuff that some people miss the mark, even like on our here cast. Yeah.
Yes, check it out. So let's get back into our review and reaction to this episode. And it gets a little poetic. Liar, liar, hoe on fire.
Oh my God.
Dorinda.
I was like, oh, that was a good lie.
It was a chuckle.
But before I tell you to, you know, before I tell everybody off, why don't you get in there? This is your moment. Go, you know, she's stirring the pot, telling Tinsley to go in there. Then she jumped into the fire herself. Oh, yeah. She got messy herself.
She didn't want to get messy because she just sort of got past that, I thought.
She was across the table and she still got messy.
Everybody got messy. Luann got messy. Bethany got messy. Even Dennis got messy with his Tiger Gucci. That Gucci, I mean, even the men. What was everybody wearing?
You know, there has to have had been a theme that we don't know about. Like, you know,
they brought it up.
No, they wouldn't have brought it. They would have done it for us to laugh at them.
The theme was Carol's Marathon.
Yeah, no,
that doesn't mean we're.
You wouldn't let that go. If you dressed horribly and there was a theme and a reason to you dressing horribly, you would say that. Like, you can't just dress horribly. The editors
would do that so the people could be like, "What the heck?" And then it asks the question. I don't know. It's just a theory that I can see.
Bad fashion.
But why would they all be consistently bad? That's the weird thing.
I don't know. Like, sometimes, but they really thought they looked good.
They didn't, though.
Like, sometimes they did like, not look good.
Oh, no, we're so judgmental.
It created this snowball effect where everybody just went into this tangent. Chelsea, tell us about it.
At the table?
Yes.
Okay, so first off, it's Luann. No. I love Dorinda asking Dennis about his balding head, like how long he's been bald.
Oh, because it reminded her of Richard yet again. Richard. Yeah.
It reminded her of Richard, and Richard had a bald head and all this stuff, so that was hilarious. And then we get into Luann asking Bethany how they met, and they brought up that moment from the reunion 2 years ago. Two years ago. When Luann accused her of dating a married man. And that was hilarious.
That was one of the funniest. You said awkward?
So awkward.
One of the best. I don't know why I eat Luann up so much. Like,
no idea.
It just feels really like.
Do you think she forgot?
I feel like it was an actual genuine like.
No, she forgot. There's no way.
Yeah, she had no idea. Because I don't think she actually knew who he was to begin with. She was just throwing that allegation out at the reunion. So, like.
And Tinsley just came on like she was in theater. Like, it was queued up. She was like, "Where did you guys meet?" Tinsley's like, "I thought she knew where they met." Didn't you? Because you were acting. I'm like, whoa.
It was so good. So, and then the forced apology, too. She was like,
"All right, well, Dennis, I'm sorry."
I did like the way she handled it, which is why I think she wasn't. Like, putting on a facade, and I think she actually did forget because
they're also starting a genuine friendship. I feel like her and Bethany, like, I think they're actually like beginning to become friends again. So, like, it wasn't, I don't think it was nasty.
It sure was funny to watch, though.
I've suffered a lot.
Have you?
That's how Luann bonded with Bethany. She was like, I've suffered a lot.
You're right. She's relating and bonding to everyone who's ever went through anything at all.
She's like, thanks for not saying I told you so. Bethany's like, oh, is this the moment?
I thought that was I like that. I like them together.
It was a good moment, but it was definitely an I told you so moment.
Oh, question to you, because you're a Housewives, like, super fan. He does a lot of the franchises. Did you like when Luann wasn't on the show? Like, I guess what I'm saying is when she was gone, the times where she was sort of not holding the apple, I missed her.
I definitely miss her. Luann is my favorite housewife of all time.
Mm. Oh, that is so amazing to hear. Yeah, we had a hard time dissecting who our favorites were. And Luann sort of always goes at the top of the bunch.
She's been my favorite from the beginning. She is, there's just so many moments. Luann is just the top of the line. She is the best housewife, my favorite housewife from Falling Into the Bush. From Don't Be Cool, Be Cool, Don't Be Uncool.
To even telling Bethany, you better call me by Mrs. Dillard. What was it? Or was it the Countess at that time?
Tell your driver to call me Miss Dillard.
And did she suggest to get out of the car and come back in? Or was that, did I make that
open
up in my
head? Open the door.
Oh my God. I can't. She's the goofiest and I love it. Yeah.
Luann is, we will get into Luann later in our news and gossip section. Mm. It's going to be fantastic, but we still have a lot to cover. Dorinda's laugh was my favorite thing.
Oh, about the whole marriage thing.
Yes, it was. It was so good.
So genuine.
Yes. Bethany burns the check. kind of
I
just
don't understand why she wrote the check. Like, what was the $8,000 for?
The whole check was really ridiculous. It didn't make any sense, and it seemed like Tinsley was reaching at that.
She really was. She should have just. I like the, you know, close your mouth and close your legs line. Like, that's fine, but like the check, I don't understand.
Everybody at the table was super uncomfortable too.
It might have been though also because again, Sonya making classic Sonya mistakes. She would like even when the check was coming, and I don't know if it was just because she was trying to be combative back to mm-hmm. Tinsley, but she like kept saying like, "Oh well, who was that for? From your mother?
Yeah,
from
Scotty,
your father?"
So mommy.
I want Tinsley to just have her big moment and yeah. leave it alone. I think what I imagine at that table, you know, sans the editing room floor that we mm-hmm. don't see everything. That Tinsley just was like, okay, that wasn't enough. I just said close your legs and that wasn't enough.
It was like children fighting.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. Then I think Tinsley got pissy and said, well, here's the check. Like, yeah. It was like a shut up check.
Yeah.
Like, shut your mouth. You know, don't bring it up again. It's done.
It's just rude. Like, I don't understand her going at Sonya. And Sonya's remark was, I don't want your money. I want your love. And it's like, you're not doing anything to deserve my love. So it's just like, I'm not a big Tinsley fan.
Yeah, Sonya was not making any sense.
And beyond that, and I think somebody made a comment about it. I think it was Bethany later in the episode on a different context, but the same thing. The question, though, is Sonya, it isn't that, oh, I don't want your money, I want your love. The idea of that is that Sonya doesn't know what she's trying to express yeah. because I don't think yeah. that's narrowed down at
why
all.
Why can't she verbalize exactly what... You know what? This is why I'm saying I feel like Sonya makes more sense when she's drunk. I mean, even when she was going off on the table, she's like, you know what? Connor waited on her hand and foot and then he didn't bring me a gift. What does that have to do with Tinsley? You're yeah. not making any sense. You're coming off juicing, so therefore you're going to be aggressive. It makes no sense. And you're coming off antidepressants.
Yeah.
I don't know what combination
that
does.
It's her excuse. It's just her, like, easy out to...
I don't know. It just really and wasn't always, making sense.
I'm always okay with an excuse if it is constructively...
like a good one?
Well, no. Wow, that's a lie. I'm okay with an excuse if she's bringing up this antidepressant stuff to work herself into understanding, but she's not doing that. She's using it as they hit back with something how they feel, and she's like, again, like you said earlier, it's like that mic drop or Trump moment. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, but it's because of this. Yeah. So she's really off base right now. Yeah.
Well, when Ramona's the well-behaved one, that's when you know what's bad.
I love when Dorinda was starting to get into it, and she's like, no, stop it. I was like, oh.
Dorinda's like, well, I told you to go in. I didn't tell you to go crazy. I'm like, Dorinda, you go crazy all the... Dorinda's also, like, one of my favorites. She is just insane.
She says, clip, clip, clip.
The I made it nice for you. Like, she is just...
She's a good one-liner. Liar,
and when Sonya's good, when Sonya's good, she's great, too. Like, give her the pitcher of tequila. I need Sonya to come back. What are you doing here without Dorinda? Like, one of my favorite iconic Sonya moments. I just need Sonya to sip on the tequila and come back to us. Come back to us, baby girl.
That's what we need.
Get on the jitney and get on the tequila train. Like, seriously.
This was a tough episode for her.
That's the Sonya we need.
You know, the Ramona and Sonya thing makes me sad because I feel like there is history there that's been brewing underneath. And I feel like Ramona has been dismissive towards Sonya and her's relationship for a long time. When they're together, they are completely different from when there's other people around. When there's other people around, Ramona doesn't seem to be a good friend to Sonya. She's very dismissive towards her. She loves to throw stuff in her face and say, you know what, we're not close anymore. I'm close to Carol now. First of all, who says that? Yeah. And Carol's in the background going, really? We're close?
We are.
Like, come on. I just really feel like Sonya, the reason she's lashing out, it's because there's these seasons that the girls have said and done things to Sonya, whether she was drunk or sober, that have put her in these positions that later on, when Sonya's not on screen and she's probably at home with her daughter, she's really thought about this and gone, you know what? These ladies aren't my friends. They've put me in really weird positions. They've talked really, really bad about me. You know, I'm just going to go into the show. I'm not going to drink, but I'm going to let them have it. Because I feel like these jabs are filled with Real Housewives history and there's resentment there.
There is.
I don't know. What do you guys think about that? It goes a little deep.
I just don't think she completely helps herself out. Like with the whole Tinsley situation, talking to Dorinda about Tinsley, like you're just not helping your case. Like,
exactly.
So that's why I didn't really feel bad for her because she was the center of the attention and getting attacked and all that stuff tonight. But I didn't feel bad for her because she kind of brought it upon herself.
She's being spiteful.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. So it's just like I don't really feel for her. Like I don't have empathy for her as other people and other franchises when they get attacked, I do.
You never do? Like, you never, yeah, you never, like, have, like, you feel sorry for
how hard it comes. If she didn't bring this upon herself, like, you do Atlanta.
Yeah.
So the whole Kim Zolciak at the finale, or in the last part of the reunion, and, like, everyone's, like, harping on her. It's like, you said all those things, like, all that is because of you. Like, exactly. You can't be upset about
it. It's like a mathematical equation. Yeah. A plus, or, you know, one plus two equals three.
Yeah. So, like, if you're saying these things, like, you kind of deserve to get lashed out at. I don't know.
Strangely, though, I do feel like there's parts of me that have some type of sympathy for her. The real reason I'll say
we love Sonya.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Sonya. I was saying my favorite thing about Sonya is like when she jumps into a new scene every beginning of the season. She's just so, whether her life is completely in the trash or if it's completely in the, you know, traveling the world. Mm-hmm. She's as confident and as happy. So that's the part of her that I like. But what I don't like is like when the other women jump into the fight. Maybe that's where I'm getting at with my sympathy.
That's what happened tonight.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's like Dorinda, if you notice last episode, Dorinda like had an issue with Sonya, and then it didn't come out till the brunch. And then even today.
But she told everybody about it so then everyone could like bring something to the table.
Therefore they feel it's okay for them to interject themselves.
So I guess what I'm saying is as a human, let's say I got an issue with somebody and we're all together. I don't know if, when that person is like put in the corner, like because what Tinsley did, I don't think it was Tinsley's time to like have her big scene with her because
it wasn't.
There was already enough going on, but I mean, it made for a good Tinsley scene, but it gave me like a tackiness about Tinsley. Like, oh, great, Tinsley. When she was in front of your face, by the way, didn't say nothing. And then you interacted with her again, by the way, didn't say nothing. But now when five other people are talking bad to her, now's the time to tell
Plus seven yet? Other strangers. There was a bunch of men and women in that room that were like, what is this?
When housewives fight around people that aren't on the show.
They just their don't care. They're savages.
Like, I would love to be in a dinner where I'm just like, oh my God.
Here's the thing about the Real Housewives of New York City is that I love them more than any other franchise because they are savages. Like, even just the little digs that were going at the table that were so minor, they would have been so huge. Like, say, Beverly Hills. Like, even when Bethany was like, you know, Ramona was like, don't break my glass. And she's like, we're going to have to go back to the 70s for these glasses. Like, that would have been a whole storyline on Beverly Hills. Oh, yeah. Like, you disrespected me. You implied that I was...
The whole drinking champagne out of a wine glass.
Exactly. Yeah, like, the glasses are very important. So I just really like how they're just savages. They're telling each other. Like, Sonya was telling Tinsley to shut up and stuff. It was incredible.
Yeah, thanks, good.
But, you know, I feel like there's hurt. There's hurt there. And Ramona's on the sidelines. I saw in the live chat someone said her divorce scars are healing. And I kind of agree with that. Maybe it's better. I've made her a softer person because of everything that she's gone through. And I feel like Luann had a good point a couple years ago when she said, you know, sometimes karma comes around. And Ramona really went after my marriage and went after me for a really long time. So it's funny to see everything turn on her. So, you know, I feel like Ramona looked at that and she's learned from that. So she's been a little bit more reserved. But, you know, she wakes up the next morning and she gets a text from Sonya that says, you are a piece of beep.
Did she not know? She didn't know what POS meant, though, funny. Right?
How do you like, not know what POS means?
But she was so offended when she read it. She said, you POS. Right. Like she knew.
I love the way you do the voice right there because that's how she says it. She's like, and then when I found out that it said POS meant piece of, I was just shocked. And like, so that's the Ramona funny. That we love, you know, it's just like, her delivery is priceless. Her figuring out things, delivery is the best thing. Yeah.
Well, it moves on to brunch and it was another boozy brunch. And once again, Sonya's at the very end and she's in the corner. They put baby in the corner. Nobody wants to sit next to her. Ramona did an awful acting job of not wanting, like trying to pretend she was showing someone something at the end of the table. And everybody else was like, it's clearly obvious what you're doing.
Act natural. Cue Ramona acting completely unnatural.
Just go with it. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Oh, what a ridiculous boozy brunch. And with that, we're going to get into our news and gossip.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Tinsley's crying on her Bravo blog. It made it to page 6. Tinsley's just saying she doesn't understand why Sonya's going after her boyfriend, her family, her reputation. All of this comes off as a little battered wife because after all of that, she says, we're still sisters and I don't know if Sonya's going through something, so I hope that the sisterhood makes it out alive. really weird. I don't understand it. Speaking of weird, Luann was spotted smoking weed outside of the public hotel in New York City on Tuesday night. A rep did comment and said Luann uses medical marijuana for anxiety and for her accident that happened in Switzerland a couple years ago. I love that Luann smokes pot. How amazing is this?
I love that they use it. Add to the story. Yep. Reasons, yep. Yes. Yep.
Bucket list. Let's smoke a J with Luann.
Whatever Luann does, she finds a way to spin it to us liking her even more. Yeah. It's bizarre.
Exactly. She is the best. What a crazy episode. We saw the preview. Let's get into some predictions and talk about what's going to happen with not just next episode, after Buzz TV, but the next couple weeks as well. Chelsea?
Let's see. I think the Ramona and Sonia thing is going to continue to spiral down into a really nasty end. I don't see any like up from it. I think it's just going to continue, especially because Sonia's so... Like, I think Ramona's in a better place. Like you said, she's a lot more mellow and laid back. And I think Sonia's just not there. Like, she's miserable somehow inside. And so I think it's just not going to end well for the two of them.
For Sonia and...
For Sonia and Ramona.
She doesn't seem happy, does she?
No.
Do you think Tinsley will mend that relationship with Sonia? Really, I think Tinsley will eventually... That's not giving a credit to Tinsley's character.
I think that's the one that's willing to mend it more than Tinsley.
Oh, okay.
Because Sonia has to be apologetic for the things that she's saying about Tinsley's money situation.
Right, and you know
that.
What?
Like, that's not fair.
And one funny thing, as you say that, it makes me think. Sonia is sort of hard to move past something. Mm-hmm. Because remember, Dorinda made that attempt today in this episode. And it turned into a tangent.
Yeah.
So you're right. It is hard to like, hey, Sonia, I want to call you. I want to apologize. I want to like mend this out. And then the moment that happens.
Well, like the whole thing with
She spins it out of control.
With her and Tinsley too. Where it's like Tinsley didn't think they had an issue. And then Sonia went on that walk with Dorinda and just was saying stuff. So it's like where does that come from?
It comes from last season that you're bringing into this season. Like, why?
That's why you got to say it when it happens. Or you know what I mean? You can't, like, reserve
it. Like, we thought it was done. We thought the whole, like, house guest thing
was
done.
Write it down. Regret it. Like, what was that about?
I'm still trying to understand the logic.
I watched the episode 3 times. I have no idea what that scene was about. She's like, write it down. Regret it. Forget it. I'm like, what is happening?
Life advice by Dorinda.
It's so strange. Something else that I wanted to add in news and gossip that I completely forgot about. Luann is coming to LA. So we need your guys' help. If you guys like our show, obviously you do, in the live chat, you guys help us tweet Luann. Tell her to come to AfterBuzz. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have her in the clubhouse and talk about this season because she's our favorite. She's fantastic.
Oh, side note, totally worth the while when we talk about other franchises. We had the other favorite of all favorites from the Potomac franchise today. Giselle Bryant came to AfterBuzz, and she called the one girl... Well, she didn't call her anything bad, but Giselle always have an opinion, and it is my favorite thing. And we have birthdays that are similar, and I just feel like my inner Giselle is just, like, long.
He's on a Potomac high, clearly.
Well, I say that to say because you said about guests, and I'm saying, imagine what we could do with the Luann guest, as great as Giselle was, too.
Check out the Potomac interview. It's fantastic. And, yeah, Liz, we want to get the Housewives in here.
Who would you choose... Out of, like, if you could only choose one out of all of them, who's the person?
To come?
Yeah, like, let's say Bravo says, we'll bring just one, and who is your, and I guess that's to you as well.
Lou.
For New York?
Yeah, for New York.
I would love Bethany. I love her.
I feel like I like Luann on the show so much, but I think... it would be such a disservice to not get Bethany, like, to get that... To get her life and exchange in an interview. Yeah. So I would agree. Yeah. Yeah. But Luann is fire. Yeah.
So it looks like you guys voted for Carol as worst outfit. Those are the ones that popped up the most in the live chat. And for bad behavior.
She took a chance. Let's be clear. I don't know that I would just be outwardly defending it if like everyone was like whatever with it. But there's a part of me... When everyone comes down on something, I put on another set of goggles, and I look, and I say, you know what? She got a nice, slender body. The hair is really cute. Let's let that woman
everyone
live.
Everyone looked really nice from
say
neck up.
Say no.
Say it again, Chelsea.
Everyone looked nice from neck up.
Oh, the plastic surgery is doing well.
Say no to tattoo bodysuits. Let me just say
it was cute.
Maybe when you're 12.
It's going to be a trend next year. You watch. You wait and see.
So, guys, that is it for our after show. Make sure to keep up with us on all social media platforms. I'm your host, Leon Castillo. I'll be here from now on. I promise. Yay. I'm not going anywhere. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon. And as always, I can't do this without my fabulous panel. We're going to be here every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, follow us on Twitter. Give us a thumbs up. Do all of that jazz. And thank you for keeping up in the live chat. We see all of you guys' messages and we really, really appreciate it. Guys?
Yeah. It was good.
Where can we find you?
Don't follow me, but if you do, it's at RandomlyRJ.
All right, guys. Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me and follow everything that I'm doing at ChelseaStarkJones.com and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
New website for said Chelsea, and it's looking good. Just
cute.
Calling it out.
Super cute.
Start spreading the news. I'm not leaving. Bye, guys. We'll see you next Thursday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.